Back in KMC Sports Zone on this Wednesday night, John Swisher along with you. Max Stoltz is the head coach of the West Delaware boys basketball team as the Hawks sitting at 7-11 right now, 6-8 in conference play as we take a look at the last several games since we last talked here on the program. As we take a look back at that 23rd of January at Marion as the Wolves took you down 64-43. As Mount Vernon also a loss 61-44. So we talk about those two games on the 23rd and 27th. We go back a couple weeks, Coach.
Yeah, you know, and I can't remember specifically stats off the top of my head, but I know just maybe not our best nights for turnovers, I think was kind of our bigger picture. It's a little bit harder to score when you got a high number of turnovers. So just some of those things that we've been trying to clean up since then, but I'm just, the boys are still playing hard, playing together, you know, and it's just kind of nice that you don't really know on a night who's going to step up, and it's nice to see some of our other guys get some confidence, get back in a little bit, and you know, night in, night out, they're still competing, they're still playing hard. So
no doubt about it. And then last Friday night, things came together. Shots were falling at home. Independence was the opponent, and the Hawks took them down 81-49, a night where your team shot 14 three-pointers. Ties for second most in the past 10 years or so anyway with last year's team when Griffin Lott hit seven and Keaton Emerson setting the school record with 8 three-pointers. You love those kind of nights when things are going all in your favor and a young man like Keaton who really deserves it, all the off-season work we've talked about that he has put in and just continue to work on his shot and good to see him get something like that, 8 three-pointers on the night.
Yeah, absolutely. And from the team side of it, you know, that's one of those things as a coach of just we've pushed and pushed and pushed this year to just keep your head up, keep your head in it. You know, we're going to have nights where things aren't going, and it just kind of felt like that night was one of those nights that the team really got going. And I know it shows a little bit there in the stat book and things, but I felt like we were really doing all the other things as well as far as sharing the basketball, one and done, finding the guys that were open. And then as far as Keaton's night, you know, that's a great night for him. Big morale boost, I think, for everybody. Everybody was excited for him. He was definitely excited. And, yeah, like you said, it's a kid that's put in a lot of work. So to see that pay off and have such a great night and just keep shooting the ball with confidence, that was really, really fun. It was really fun to be a part of, and I was really happy for him to get that record and be the standalone one. I got to be honest, I didn't know how many he had in the game, but I was kind of hoping that we'd get to a point where I was like, all right, hopefully that's enough because, you know, it was just trying to save some for whenever. But, no, it was good for him, and the team was finding him, I think, was the other big part. His guys knew he was hot, so it was they looked to share the ball with him.
No doubt about it. You talked about sometimes things just go your way. Some nights are there, and then starting this week, Monday night was not one of those, unfortunately, as you welcome in Solon, a number 8 team in Class 3A to Cedar Gymnasium, as Spartans came out 87-38, much different game than a few weeks ago back on the 16th of January when we went down there and really pushed them, and they had to pull away late and won by 13, and it's just the difference of a night. McCollum got going a little bit early and it was some three-pointers, and that's just the way, unfortunately, it goes sometimes.
Yeah, and it is, and that's just basketball. Is some nights you're going to have really hot nights like Independence, and other nights you're going to have nights like Solon where I think we were 0-16 if I remember looking back in the stat book. Yep. We just couldn't get it going, you know, and that's just over the course of a season there's averages, and some nights you're just going to have a night like that. Uh-huh. But thought the boys still competed hard, played well. Obviously showed us some things that we can clean up, you know, with only 3 games left in the season. But definitely excited where this group is now compared to where they started at the beginning of the year. And I think they're a lot more confident, a lot more willing to play together. And, you know, they just coming in and out every night ready to compete.
Week and a half yet before we find out the postseason pairings. Still have 3 regular season games to go as that starts Friday night at home, your second-to-last home game, and then Grinnell on the road next Tuesday, and then you'll round it out on the 16th, the day that the pairings will come out. Maquoketa will come to Seedorf. So it's really gone quick, as it usually does this time of year. We get by Mother Nature and some of that weather, cold, snowy weather, and now we get into postseason mode here after these three regular season games.
Yeah, and I think that's just got to be the big focus. Is these are, you know, the three opportunities we have left to prepare ourselves for the postseason. Work on, you know, different scouting reports. Work on showing up every night, trying to be more consistent in some of those things. But again, it's just three opportunities we have to enjoy the rest of the season and really come out and get ourselves playing like our best.
Indeed. All right, Coach. Thanks for your time as always. Have a great rest of your week.
You as well. Thanks, Wish.
Max Stoltz, the head coach of the West Delaware Boys basketball program here on the KMC Sports Zone. More of it coming up right after this from KMC Sports.